What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, I told you, there were going to be more elderly men putting on the mask. We saw that increase, especially since the beginning of this year. Why? Well, like I said, more and more elderly men have finally reached their limit after years, if not decades, of suffering in silence. Yeah, a lot of boomers, a lot of older Gen Xers, they're finally just saying, you know what? Fuck it. I'm taking matters into my own hands. Like the man in this article that was published on the 26th of April. Man, 76, charged with offlining his wife and daughter in Chester County home. Wow. Talk about cleaning out your own gene pool. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Whoa! A man has been charged with shooting and offlining his own wife and daughter in a Chester County, Pennsylvania home. Roger Hanks, 76, is charged with first-degree termination and a list of other offenses after the shootings on Thursday evening in East Marlboro Township. Police were called to the 200 block of Wiltshire Drive around 6:15 p.m., where they found his wife, 75-year-old Judith Hanks, and his daughter, 37-year-old Emily Hanks, deceased from gunshot wounds. Roger Hanks was found inside the garage and taken into custody. According to charging documents, Hanks had gotten into an argument with his wife while cleaning his firearm, telling her, quote unquote, if you keep up with this, this thing is going to go off on you. Gentlemen, we all know the modern woman, no matter what age she is, has grown up in a society to where they have absolutely little to no fear at all of the modern man, even if he is armed. He allegedly pointed the firearm at his wife and told her if she did not shut up and leave him alone, he was going to quote unquote plug her. Now that's some old gangster talk right there. Shut up or I'm gonna plug you. Wow. Just wow. Hanks told police that he pointed the firearm at his wife and it went off. The document shows. Then Hanks allegedly told police when his wife fell down, his daughter Emily, quote unquote, went into a rage. He told police he pointed the firearm at his daughter and it went off again. The affidavit shows. He aimed the firearm at the chest area of both women, he allegedly told police. Yeah, he was going for kill shots. According to the affidavit, Hanks told police he is, quote unquote, the best of the best when it comes to his ability with a firearm, adding that he frequently shoots in competitions. He allegedly told police he drank 2 German beers and Irish whiskey earlier in the day. Police say the firearm and 2 spent shell casings were found at the scene. Well, gentlemen, let me reiterate. Modern women have so little fear of modern men, but yet they still want to sit around on social media and talk about how men are quote unquote useless, how they'd rather be in the woods with a bear, how they don't need men. Yeah, okay. Once again, I would love to see those theories put to the test. Yeah, that's all you need is a natural disaster, and you will see women flocking to any man who would have them. However, as we all know, gentlemen, as we all know, female fuckery has no age. What could they have possibly have been arguing about in the mid to late 70s? Seriously. But like I said, I'm going to reiterate, female fuckery, female disrespect, it has no damn age limit. So, of course, the response of men who put the mask on also has no age limit. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? 4 location went down in their home. Gonna give it a 10. Method of execution. Now, this one is quite ambiguous because they didn't specify what type of firearm he used. So it could have either been a rifle or it could have been a pistol. However, since we don't know exactly what was used, I'm just going to go ahead and go with the fatal firearm and give that a 10. Psychological impact. I'm going to give this a 20. And for the brutality factor, 1 to the chest for both of them, I'm going to give that a 20 as well. So Roger, Hair Trigger Hanks gets a score of 60. Gentlemen, I told you, this was going to be a year of more men, especially elderly men, saying, fuck it, I'm done, I've put up with you long enough. And of course, as usual, people are going to sit back and say, oh my God, he's such a bad guy, this, that, and the other, blah, 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 blah. Once again, gentlemen, men like him have definitely suffered in silence for years, if not decades. You think this was the first argument that they've ever had? Oh, of course not. Of course not. Then you add the fact that their 37-year-old daughter is more than likely still living with them. Yeah, 37, still got the family name. Yeah. But hey, as we all know, the overwhelming majority of women, yeah, men aren't checking for them. But yeah, gentlemen, he's not the last. There will definitely be more. Believe you me, gentlemen, more and more elderly men are putting on that mask. Especially when you look at how much time they have left, they're like, fuck it, I may as well get rid of the bane of my life. Hey, I will go into the cage. I'll make sure to put her into a box. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And for you women out there who still think that no matter what age you are at, you're still going to nag, you're still going to emasculate, you're still going to nitpick the man in your life. You better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think that your mouth has, that is going out. Feminism, once again, and the idea that men are going to continue to restrain themselves in the face of that snake pit called your mouth, that's going out right along with it. Because trust and believe, this new environment has definitely released a lot of barbarians. Yeah, a lot of men have restrained their inner barbarian. But guess what? Nowadays, that restraint is gone. So, hey, keep going, ladies. So, keep going. Trust and believe. When that man finally reaches his line, that's going to be a new article for me to talk about. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.